And we've been saying that we've got some rain on the way, but it looks like it's a pretty significant, juicy system. So we've got Mel from the National Weather Service office there on Woodley Island on the phone with us. Good morning, Mel.
Good morning.
So this is more than just a little bit of rain. We got a pretty significant system, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Some of the highest the peak areas in the mountains will be seeing up to a foot of rain.
Did you say a foot of rain?
That's what I said, 12 inches.
That's amazing.
Yeah, that'd be like in the King Range or the Siskiyou Mountains, eastern Del Norte County, where they get a lot of, where the maximums are.
Now, that's not going to stay as snow. That'll be rain.
Yeah, that's correct. High snow levels. So that'll all be rain.
Wow, that is amazing. And I guess that would account for why the prediction of the Eel River at Fernbridge by Saturday morning looks like it's going to be about a foot, over a foot and a half. Beyond
flood right
stage.
Now, I think that's the current forecast. And let's see what's the timing of that is. Bear with me.
It's looking like
Saturday morning.
Yeah, it looks like Saturday morning around 7.
Yeah, around 8 a.m.,
mm-hmm.
9 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like it'll be just above flood. And luckily, if that's as high as it gets, that's generally not enough to close the road. It usually has to go a little bit higher than that.
Yeah, that's correct. That's correct. It'll affect some of the lower lying roads on the Delta, but not the main ones.
Okay, so you're saying the mountains are getting could be getting a foot of rain, 12 inches of rain, which is an enormous amount. What about like in town?
Well, this is the storm total. This is all the way through until Sunday, but mm-hmm. we're looking at someplace between 5 to 7 inches on the coastal plain where most of the people live.
Wow, that is.
It's a lot of rain.
That's a lot of rain.
Yeah, it'll actually come in four pulses, one Thursday morning and then another one overnight Thursday night into Friday, and then again another one overnight Friday night into Saturday, and then the last one is more on Sunday. So it's really like four distinct pulses of heavy rain that'll hit.
Wow. Now, there are two things that cause damage in storms, the rain and the wind. What kind of wind are we looking at?
Well, it looks like, again, each one of these events will have wind with it, southerly winds generally, and something over the mountains. In the first one, it looks like 35 to 45 mile per hour with higher gusts. We might see, exposed areas like Kuski Mountain or, some of these locations, the higher locations of the King Range, may see 70 miles per hour.
Ooh.
But the typical places where people live won't be that high. The highest one is going to be actually on Thursday night into Friday. And in that one, coastal mountains may see 60 to 70 miles per hour, and those real exposed areas may be as high as 90, which is not that unusual in the winter in a big storm.
Mm-hmm.
But we are expecting down on the coastal plain that Thursday night into Friday we'll see 20 to 30 miles per hour with gusts over 40.
Okay, so that's significant. There's no doubt about
it'll
that.
It'll probably knock some limbs down, that sort of thing.
Okay,
it usually does.
So we can probably expect some power outages.
I would guess.
When limbs go down, that usually means a few lines go down with them.
Sure.
Yeah, and a really decent amount of rain. Where is this storm coming from? Since it's going to be such such high, you're talking about the snow levels are going to be pretty high.
Right.
I imagine this is more of a tropical system.
The moisture is, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
Subtropical moisture. It's the typical atmospheric river event. What maybe in the past was, comes kind of across, the moisture comes across to the area of the Hawaiian Islands and then comes up to the West Coast. The storm itself, the large low, of course, is a Gulf of Alaska low, the typical big low that we get, in the Gulf of Alaska. And then there's disturbances that ride along with the jet stream that will come into the, around the base of that big low, and each one of those are these pulses that I'm talking about.
Okay.
We get these four different pulses each time we get one of those disturbances.
So, obviously, we always could use the rain, of course, when it comes in such large amounts.
That it'd be nice if it spread out a little bit, wouldn't it?
It would. Is the rest of the state getting any of this, or is it just us?
It will push somewhat south. To be honest, I've been mostly focused on our area across Northwest California. But I know that with time, I don't know if it'll be all of the events, all of the pulses, but the latter part of it, it'll start to slide further south. But I don't know how far south right now. I could check. Do we know what the southern extent of this event's going to be? Scott, have we looked beyond, you know, how far south it'll end up going over the bay or the Bay Area? Or yeah, it'll... Most of the focus is up here. There will be some heavy rain, you know, probably in the latter part of the event over the weekend, you know, as it shifts further south.
Now, the last big storm event that was predicted to come here actually wound up drifting further south.
It did.
Mendo got the brunt of it.
Right.
We didn't. How are the models looking this time?
This time, you know, in that previous event you're talking about, the models were indicating that it'd be generally south, and then it ended up being further south even than what the models were indicating. This one, it's indicating us to be more in the bullseye. When I say us, I mean Cape Mendocino, and, you know, so it's kind of equally divided. It'll still be a fairly well focused across Mendocino County. There, you know, I would say the largest amounts of rain will be there, but we are going to see plenty of rain north of Cape Mendocino.
And you're going to be getting up to Del Norte, I assume?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Eastern Del Norte County, the Siskiyou is there on the eastern side of Del Norte County. Still, we're expecting them to get as much as a foot. And I think part of it is because this system is starting in the north, and then it'll slowly, you know, move south with time. So we're going to get plenty up here north of Cape Mendocino.
All righty. And I was looking at the forecast, and it looks like things are going to be getting underway, it says tonight, but it says heavy rain tomorrow. When should the rain really be getting underway tonight?
Well, we'll start seeing rain, you know, after midnight, I would expect. We might see a few sprinkles before that, but, you know, general rains will be after midnight tonight. But the real, rain. It'll take a while for it to really ramp up.
Okay.
So and, by morning, though, it's going to be, should be plenty of rain coming
yeah,
down.
It's saying Thursday, heavy rain.
Yep.
Heavy rain Friday, and then just rain likely through the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But you're saying it's coming in like pretty much four different...
Yeah, and there'll definitely be rain through the weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, the details of that are getting, with time, that'll become a little more clearer. Keeping in mind that Thursday and Friday, that's tomorrow and the next day, where Saturday and Sunday, you're out in day three and four. So the picture of exactly what'll go on. The other thing that may go on over the weekend is we may see... Once we get past the Friday morning or Friday night, Saturday morning event, we may see some showers come, fairly strong showers come in with some thunder and lightning.
Okay.
That may happen on Saturday as well.
Well, this would be a good chance to see if your roof repairs from the last one
there you go.
Held.
Let's hope they all did.
That's right. All right, so to wrap things up, in the mountains, we could be getting up to a foot of rain. In town, 5 to 7 inches for this entire system through the weekend.
And certainly be careful with driving. Travel is going to become, you know, that's the other thing we haven't mentioned is a lot of times when we get these heavier rainfall, we get gravel and mud, you know, gravel mudslides down the road. Things are going to get treacherous.
Absolutely. And be prepared for potential power outages with the winds that are accompanying the storm. Branches are always expected to come down, and when that happens, it takes power lines with it.
That's it.
All right, Mel Norquist, thank you so much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
I do appreciate that.
Have a great day.